Why is it that some people go through a storm and they fall to pieces, while other people go through a storm and they remain cool, calm, and collective? How can you go through a storm and remain cool, calm, and collective? You'll find out today as we take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of messages out of the book of Acts. So get close to your radio now as we take a look in the book.
Morning in the house of the Lord. God has been good to us all. He's been good to the young and the old. He's been good to the good and the bad. The Bible says God let it rain on the just as well as the unjust. So God is a good God. I just say he's a good God. Amen. He's better than man. Let me just tell you that. If man would have been in the place of God, some of us wouldn't even woke up this morning, if the truth be told. Amen. But God is a good God. High five somebody and tell them, we're getting ready to go higher. All right, and you may be seated. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. You may be seated. You can go on and get the tape started right now because I'm getting ready to preach. Amen. If I were to ask you, what is one of the greatest storms in the Bible? What would you say? Most of us probably would go with the greatest storm in the Bible, which was back in Noah's day, the flood, when God flooded the whole world and he made it rain 40 days and 40 nights. That was the greatest catastrophe, actually, this world has ever seen. The Noah's flood. But if I were to ask you, throwing that out and throwing the book of Revelation out, what would be the next greatest flood? What would you say? The next greatest storm? What would you say? Well, I don't really know what you would say. But there was a storm in the Bible that lasts 14 days. Can I show you that storm this morning? Amen. Amen. Look at Acts chapter 27. This storm ranked right up there with some of the greatest storms in the Bible. Acts chapter 27. And actually, God took a whole chapter to talk about that storm. That's even more than the chapters that dealing with Jonah. When Jonah went through a storm, he took up 17 verses in chapter 1, and he took up another 10 verses in chapter 2, and by that time, Jonah was on out of the fish. But this chapter is 44 verses. God took a lot of scripture to talk about this storm. So if God thought that it was important, I think we need to look at this storm. Are y'all going to go with me this morning? I'm going to have to go by myself. Y'all going to go with me this morning? Because I'm going to go now. Even if I got to go by myself, I'm going to go ahead and go. It's just good to have some company on the road. Amen. But look at the text, Acts chapter 27. And I'll start reading about verse number 9, and I'll go on to about 37. And that's the gist of this storm. But look here, beginning with verse number 9 of Acts 27. It says, "Now, when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said to them, 'Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only the landing and ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centenarian believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. And because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might attain to Phoenicia and there to winter, which is a haven of Crete, and lie towards the southwest and the northwest.'" You know, those sailors, they didn't want to just dock anywhere. You kind of want to dock where you got some happenings going on. You know, if you're a sailor, you want to dock where they got some wine, women's, and some wealth going on, some gambling. Y'all don't have to say amen now. I don't want you to blow your cover this morning. Look like you're trying to be undercover this morning. You don't even want to me to remind you of what you used to be. Look at it. That was kind of dry, that amen. Kind of dry. Amen. Amen. You're in the church house right now. Amen. The Bible says, verse 13, "And when the south winds blew softly, supposing that they had attained their purpose, loosening thence, they sailed close to Crete. But not long after there arose against a tempestuous wind, a euroclone. And when the ship, or hurricane, and when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive." In other words, they started drifting because they couldn't fight this hurricane. "And running under a certain island, which is Claudia, we had much work to come by the boat." When your boat done been in a hurricane, yeah, you got some work to do. "Which when they had taken up, they used helps undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksand, stake sail, and so were driven." They kept drifting. "And we being exceedingly tossed with the tempest, the next day they lightened the ship." They throw some stuff overboard. "And the next day we cast out with our own hand the tackling," and that word tackling is some precious possessions of the ship. "And when neither," look at this y'all, "sun nor stars in many days appeared," look at that, "and no small temperance lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away." When you're going through a storm and you can't even see the sun or the stars for many days, They say, man, we're getting ready to die. But after long absence of fasting, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sir, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. See, Paul told them earlier, didn't he? Didn't he tell them? But they didn't want to listen to the preacher, did they? They want to go with the professional opinion rather than going with the spiritual opinion. Did you notice that? Paul said, I told y'all, y'all should have listened to me. Verse 22, and now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whom I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sir, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told to me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island. Look at that. Paul has got information that they don't even know about. Amen. Amen. We're going to have to take a little detour here. We're going to have to be thrown on a certain island here. But when the 14th night was come, as we was driven up and down the Adrian, about midnight, the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country and sounded and found it 20 fathom. And when they had gone a little bit further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathom. Then fearing lest we should have taken or fallen upon rock, they cast four anchors. Somebody say anchors. Anchors out of the stem and wish for the day. See, they're going through something. This nighttime. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, they finna jump overboard, y'all, when they had let down the boat into the sea under color as though they would have cast anchors out of the foreship, Paul said to the centurion, to the soldier, except thee abide in the ship, you cannot be saved. How many of you know you don't jump out the boat just because you're in a storm? You got to stay, learn to ride the storm out. Sometimes we want to jump overboard when we're going through a storm. Verse 32, then the soldiers cut off the rope of the boat and let her fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul besought them all to take meat, saying, this day is the 14th day that ye have tarried and continue fasting, having taken nothing. They've been fasting for 14 days. How many of you know sometimes you can't even pray away and fast away a storm? Wherefore, I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not an hair fall from your head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took some bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. I'm coming back to that, y'all. That's some heavy stuff right there. Then were they all of good cheer. They also took some meat. How many of you know sometimes you just need to eat yourself something? Amen. When you're going through. Amen. And we were all in the ship, 200, 80. 16 souls, 276 souls, in other words, was on board of the ship. The Christian life involves storms. That's why I want to talk with you today about anchors for your storm. anchors for your storm. Did you hear what I said? I said anchors for your storm. The Christian life is a life that involves storms. Somebody said it this way: you're either approaching a storm, or you're in a storm, or you're coming out of a storm. See, the Christian life, it involves storms. But the question that I asked myself as I was studying for this lesson, why did God put this chapter in the Bible? Why did he put this 27th chapter of Acts in the Bible? This chapter that tells us about Paul taking the gospel to Rome. And as he was taking the gospel to Rome, they encountered a storm. Why did God put that in the Bible and then give us so many details, taking 44 verses to deal with this storm? I believe that God put this in the Bible to help us to see that you got to go through something in order to take the gospel to somebody. You see, most of us think that it's an easy thing to bring the gospel to somebody. But in order to deliver the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ to a sinful and a lost world, you gotta go through some storm. Sometimes, in order to bring the gospel to a sinful soul, there's going to be some rain that's going to fall. In order to bring the gospel to a sinner, sometimes you got to go through a flood. Sometimes when you are trying to do the Lord's work, the wind is going to blow against you. Sometimes it's going to look like all hell done broke out against you when you're trying to get the gospel to save a lost soul. I believe that's one of the reasons that God put this in the Bible, to let us know that it's not going to be no smooth sailings when you're trying to save a soul. Sometimes we get saved, and sometimes we get in the church. Sometimes we think that now that I don't accept Christ as my personal Savior, now that I don't started working for the Lord, we think it's going to be smooth sailing from here. But I stop by to tell you today, expect the unexpected. Once you don't receive Jesus as your Savior, you got to get on the battlefield for the Lord. Listen. And when you go out on the battlefield, don't expect no picnic. When you go out on the battlefield, expect to be shot at. Expect to be talked about. Expect to be scandalized. Oh, you got to expect the unexpected. So often people go through something and they say, you know, I just can't believe that so-and-so said that. Hey, you need to expect the unexpected. When you are trying to reach lost humanity, the devil will use anything and anybody to try to discourage you and get you blowed off course. Oh, you got to expect some storms. But when I look at this text, I see Paul's behavior totally different from the soldiers and the shipmen's behavior. Paul is calm, cool, and collected in the middle of a storm. But these sailors and these soldiers and these shipmans, they are scared to death. They're about to jump overboard. They don't know what to do. They giving up. They said that it looks like we're not going to be saved. They are coming to the end of themselves. As a matter of fact, their lives are just coming unglued. Why is it that Paul got his life together, but they are coming unglued in the midst of the storm? I believe it's because Paul had some anchors in the middle of the storm. Just like these sailors, they threw four anchors there to kind of anchor the ship and stabilize the ship in the midst of the storm. I believe Paul had four spiritual anchors that was anchoring his soul in the midst of this storm. Can I give you the four anchors this morning? Y'all gonna go with me? I'm gonna have to go by myself. Paul had, number one, the anchor of God's presence. He had the anchor of God's presence. Look here at verse number 23. Are you with me, Bible way? Let me look at back up to verse 22, and then we'll hit 23. Paul says, "And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God." Look what Paul says. "There stood by me this night the angel of God." Listen, when you got God standing by you, you can make it through the storms. Paul says, listen, y'all need to cheer up because God's angel been standing right next to me this night. He had the assurance of God's presence. When you got the assurance of God's presence, you can make it through your storm. But see, this wasn't the first time that something like this happened to Paul. Don't you remember when Paul was there in Corinth and looked like Paul was getting discouraged, looked like things weren't going right for Paul? The Bible says in Acts chapter 18 that the Lord stood by Paul and told Paul, keep on preaching, keep on teaching my word. And then in Acts 23, when Paul had gotten arrested there in Jerusalem and sitting there in that lonely prison cell, the Bible says that Jesus Christ showed up and stood right next to Paul and said, cheer up, Paul. Just like you have been testifying before me in Jerusalem, you're going to have to testify before me there in Rome. And now, as Paul is going through this storm, the angel of God shows up again and says, Paul, cheer up. You're going to make it through this storm. Listen, when you got the presence of Almighty God, I don't care what's coming against you, you can make it through your storm. Oh, yeah. The presence of Almighty God. You know, back in the Old Testament, when Moses and them was coming out of Egypt land and they was on their way to the promised land, God put his presence.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Yeah.